cam footage to contact them. This death brings the number of people killed on the roads this year to 73.
European Commission investigators have concerns about how minors are treated by Facebook and Instagram. It announced formal proceedings against Meta today. The Commission has particular concerns around potential addiction and security systems. Elaine Burke, science and technology journalist, says this Digital Services Act is relatively new.
This is a lot more proactive. It demands engagement from the big tech companies involved. But how long an investigation takes, we don't yet know. There are a number of investigations already launched against Meta already, against TikTok, against X. And we haven't seen yet what those timelines look like because we're still in the early days of that.
Slovakia's president-elect says the country's prime minister has very difficult hours and days ahead after being shot multiple times. Robert Fico is apparently able to talk, but his condition remains critical. A 71-year-old man has been arrested and charged with attempted murder. Peter Pellegrini, the incoming head of state, says if Mr. Fico's wounds were millimetres either side, he'd have been killed.
I'm not a doctor, of course, but we would not like to go deeper into the details. But in this moment, it is a very difficult situation, and we cannot say in this moment that the Prime Minister is completely safe.
And finally for now, Fallout's Ella Purnell has reportedly landed her next gig in a horror comedy about killer squirrels. The Scurry follows two pest controllers called out to a country park cafe to investigate. Filming has already begun in South Wales, and the cast also includes the Lazarus Project's Papa Izedu and Notting Hill's Rhys Ifans. That's it for now. We'll have more in an hour.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
Tonight, outbreaks of heavy and thundery rain will affect parts of Leinster and Munster, but it will be mainly dry elsewhere with a mix of cloud and clear spells. Lowest temperatures of 9 to 12 degrees. And now you're up to date on the home of What Did Lucy Kennedy Say to Colm Hayes? Weekday mornings on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Now, Nighttime Talk on the home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
And you're very welcome along for Thursday night's Nighttime Talk here on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's Gareth O'Callaghan with you the whole way through until midnight. It's a 3-hour gig, pretty much as rockin' as Bruce Springsteen will be tonight in Cork. He's mid-set right now, and it's Born to Rain, from what I'm being told on the tech screen here. Pouring out of the heavens, those heavy, heavy, heavy showers as a backdrop to the heavenly, heavenly rock and roll that's coming from the stage. A 3-hour gig. He went on stage, I think, around about 7:30, and he plays until 10:30. No costume changes. Just a bottle of Bud, I think, while he's actually standing side stage while the lads take over for a quick 10-minute break here or there. And then a slightly more refined night, depending on how you see him, Mr. Eric Clapton on stage right now around the corner here from our radio studio at 3 Arena. I thought it was rather strange, actually, tonight, just watching the thousands and thousands of men and women, couples of a certain age, you know, like a lot of them in their 60s, late 60s, 70s, some of them in their early 80s, and they're being frisked going into the stadium. They had their hands up in the air and the security guards are giving them a good frisk, you know, and swooping out the old radar up and down the inside leg. I don't know what they're looking for, but I'd say I would imagine that they'll probably find a couple of Rolex watches, probably, and maybe the odd inhaler. Anyway, enjoy. If you're at either of the gigs, I've no doubt that both of them are just rocking at this stage. Now, if you would like to get involved in the conversation tonight, it is 087-188-0008. We've got some very serious topics to discuss tonight, one particularly serious topic, which some of you might find difficult to listen to. And I just wanted to preempt that because of some of the footage and the audio clips that we're going to play in relation to our first topic tonight. The National Women's Council has called for legislation to criminalise sex for rent. Now, a new report this week, comes out today in fact, shows that the housing market in Ireland has created a perfect environment for the exploitation of tenants, particularly young tenants, particularly tenants who are coming from abroad, who have no idea what they're coming to or what this country's like. It includes the placing of advertisements by prospective landlords offering discounted or free accommodation in return for sex. Considering that a sex for rent agreement is often due to the absence of other viable means of finding a home, these agreements need to be viewed as sexual exploitation and understood as a kind of a form of gender-based violence. This is according to the report that was released today. Marginalised and vulnerable women are amongst those most harmed by sex for rent exploitation, and they include people without alternative housing options due to poverty, disability, insecure immigration status, domestic or family violence, debt, a lack of family support, which is growing, or unstable or poorly paid employment. And this is the nub of the matter. Unlike prostitution, there is no corresponding criminalisation of the sex purchaser in sex for rent sexual exploitation, nor any supports or services for women subjected to it. And the National Women's Council is calling for legislation to be drawn up immediately to criminalise sex for rent. Now, there was an effort made, and we'll come back to this shortly, to draw up this legislation, or at least to put forward a proposal to draw it up. But typically, with all that's been happening with this current government, who don't really seem to be able to have a handle on much at all, there doesn't seem to be very much going on in relation to it. Now, last March, Eoghan O'Brien, Sinn Féin TD, introduced a private member's bill in the Oireachtas. And this uses the Residential Tenancies Act to make it an offence for any landlord to seek an arrangement whereby sex would be exchanged for rental accommodation, and that advertisements for any of these kinds of arrangements would also become a criminal offence. Now, I'm going to take you back. And by the way, that phone number for WhatsApp, if you'd like to get in touch with us, why not give us a shout if you'd like to take part in the conversation this evening, is 087-188-0008, OK? 087-188-0008. You might remember last October, RTE Investigates went undercover in the rental market to show how some Irish landlords were looking for sex in exchange for reduced or free accommodation, and using a number of different aliases, the investigator Barbara Suarez spent months investigating the reality of what happens when some women inquire about renting from Irish landlords who are willing to take advantage of the housing crisis. She was researching the issue as part of a much wider team, and that included Lydia Murphy, the producer, and Aoife Hegarty, the reporter, for a special report that was broadcast on RTE1 on primetime last October. And a couple of the incidents that she found herself in, situations that were part of the documentary. One particular one, on a sunny afternoon in a fast food restaurant, children and their parents checking menus and enjoying their meals. Little do these kids and their families know about the adult nature of the exchange that's going on at the table next to them. And Barbara Suarez, who's Brazilian, said she found herself face to face with a man who was offering her alias, a sex for rent arrangement. She was secretly recording the encounter, one of several that had occurred over the previous few months. She said it was a nerve-wracking prospect, but she felt it was an important subject for them to highlight. Often the process began with a text exchange, and normally the landlords, typically men, wanted a photo first. One of them wanted a naked photo. And she assumed several identities during the research, and so Anna, Maria and Luciana were born. And all of these identities shared the same backstory. A young Brazilian woman who had been studying in Ireland for the last 6 or 8 months and was struggling to find a place to work. So as part of this setup that she went undercover as, she had limited English, she lacked a support network, and she was experiencing financial difficulties. So it pointed immediately to completely vulnerable. She made sure to explain to everyone she encountered that after losing her au pair job, her alias was currently sleeping on a friend's couch in a crowded house. One of the first ads she applied to simply read, "Room available, please contact for more details." And I'm going to play you a couple of clips from conversations she had with three men, three separate occasions. And if you haven't heard them before, if you didn't see the programme last October, these are, well, put it this way, when I first saw the programme last October, I was shocked. So this is Anna, and she's talking to a man here. And as I say, she's looking for accommodation. She's looking for a room, and she's being asked here to give some details. Now, the quality here is not, it's not 100% perfect. So just listen carefully to the first clip.
What is it,
yeah? 27.
Oh, 27,
I was working with a family that they didn't need me anymore for a au pair, but I don't have a place and sleep in my friend's couch here. And here it's expensive to afford a room, and I own some money for the school.
If you do something, I suppose, just out of being what you're up for. I wouldn't mind a little bit of fun.
So, a bit of fun, you mean sex?
Yeah.
Now, the men she's talking to in these clips are landlords, okay? They have property that they rent out to tenants, but they're looking in exchange for a guarantee that she'll take the room. In other words, that I don't know whether they're prepared to sign contracts or whatever, but they don't seem to be too interested in that. So in return for giving them the room, they're looking for sex. Now, in the next particular case, the team headed to the south of the country. In the run-up to the second meeting, the man was sending sexually explicit messages to this young lady. It was hard to know how to respond at times, she says. He also sent her a photo of the actual bedroom he was offering for free in exchange for sex. Poorly maintained, an old bed, wardrobe, a grim worn-out carpet. Even he described it as pretty basic. Now, when she arrived, she got the shock of her life because he looked very young, even though his ad said he was in his 30s. And like other men she met, this man was wanted, who wanted what he called a bit of fun, struggled to make eye contact. So have a listen to this clip.
Was there anything that could convince you some way? Or do you remember when I said like sex 2-3 times a week? Like, was that too much? Or
I don't think it is for you.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I just said I'd make one final offer.
Yeah.
It's a pity. As I say, you were surprisingly pretty.
Now, the reason the quality is not great is because she has a concealed microphone. OK, so she's wired and she's wearing a microphone, and that's why the sound sounds slightly muffled. Now, it gets even worse, if it can get any worse. This particular man says that his wife is OK with this arrangement.
My wife doesn't mind me having another woman, if you understand.
Oh, she doesn't mind you having another woman. OK.
Yes.
Well, why don't that be then exactly that you looking for
it? You stay with me, you live with me, you sleep with me, you eat with me.
But then, is it just to sleep or more?
More. Oh. More. We sleep with one another, we make love with one another. If I'm going out for dinner, you come out for dinner with me.
Okay.
I look after. You understand?
He's a great man, isn't he? Alan is on the line. Good evening to you, Alan.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm kind of not the better of hearing that stuff. I'm kind of thinking that as a father myself, how would you feel if you found out that that was one of your daughters?
You said you were surprised this goes on. I'm not surprised.
Okay.
That just seems to be the brave nature of people nowadays. Those lads should have the property taken off and watch what happened. But it's amazing to think that the biggest landlords in this country are politicians. That kind of tells you why the legislation is probably slow and coming. But yeah, those people should be taken outside and kicked in the face. Mm. What should happen to them?
But yet,
like, even listen to those conversations. Like, they're sad, desperate fellas is what they are. They're just sad and desperate. Even the last guy, he said his wife doesn't mind because he's probably fat and overweight. She probably doesn't want to touch him herself.
Well,
that's the sad nature of some of these people.
If you go back and look on the RTE player, the documentary from last October is there in full, 47 minutes of it. You can actually see the video being which was recorded. Now, obviously, faces and identities were pixelated, any recognisable traits. But he's actually not a fat, old-looking man. And his wife is sitting at the next table listening to the conversation.
That's even worse. What kind of woman allows that, in fairness? Like, come on.
Well, you seem to think... Alan, you said that it goes on quite often.
But no, it doesn't surprise me.
That behaviour
nowadays does not surprise me nowadays, because this country's in the sewers. When you really scrape below the surface of this country, it's in the peckin' sewers.
Right.
That behaviour doesn't surprise me.
Okay.
It does not surprise me at all.
Rosie's on one of the other lines there. Good evening to you, Rosie.
Yeah, hey, Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, yeah, I can hear you now, yeah. Just keep your phone still if you can. It's just...
No, sorry, my phone's a bit bad. We have bad thunder in Galway today.
Yeah, I know, and I think you might have sent it this way, actually, so thank you for that.
Yeah, well, there seems to be thunder and lightning everywhere at the moment.
Everywhere. Cork tonight's getting a hammering as well for the Bruce Springsteen concert. Anyway, Rosie, what do you think of what you just heard?
Well, after hearing from Alan's conversation with you, first of all, Alan, hi. But I don't think you can just like derogatively say that someone is, just my personal point of view, I don't think you can say that someone is fat or whatever. I said, at the end of the day, if it's consensual, it's consensual. Do I believe that should be right, that like what's going on? I was like, no, that's my personal answer. But at the end of the day, I was like, no, I don't believe that, you know, it should be illegal or something.
So you're saying that they shouldn't bring in laws to criminalise it?
I don't think they should, no, because everyone's got like a daughter. Like, I'm here at my dad today and I'm like, I'm speaking to my dad about it and I'm like, no. It's just like, but however, I'm going to say however, and I'm going to be very honest. The way the whole society of this world is going on, or this country's going on, everyone is struggling financially, and I think we all know that. And people are struggling very bad financially, and I suppose everyone will do anything they can to afford their house if they're renting, etc., etc. Do I feel that you should pimp your body out? Absolutely not, because your body is your body. I think it's wrong. I don't think it's right. I think, if I'm really honest, I think the government should be doing a little bit more to help out people with the housing situation. But if I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on air, but I just think, you know, that at the end of the day, you know, I don't think it should be legalized. I think you're just like, you're basically selling your soul to the devil.
You don't think it should be legalized. Do you mean that it shouldn't be made illegal? Or it should be made illegal?
No, it shouldn't.
It shouldn't be made illegal. So it should be just left the way it is. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying, like, no one should sell your... Like, no one, like, if... Or, okay, let's put it this way, okay? I know my dad and I know my family are listening. And I'm like, if I got homeless tomorrow, would I sell my soul to a landlord to say, okay, you know, I have, like... whatever, like 100,000 followers on my TikTok, Instagram. Saying, would I like allow someone to just use my body just so they could like, you know, for rent or to take a house? Absolutely not. I'd rather sleep on a street. I think, no, it's absolutely wrong, because I think, and I'm actually speaking to my dad about it today, like, or an hour ago, I'm saying, you know, mental health is so important in this world.
Yeah.
And no, no, absolutely not. Because you're just going to degrade a person. You're going to insult them. And it's going to turn into something else where they'll just end up sleeping with probably 20, 30 people. If I had a daughter, now I don't have a daughter, you know, I'm single. But if I had a daughter, you know, a landlord, and I did have a daughter, which fortunately one day I hopefully have one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a landlord, and I heard those recordings there, and it actually made me actually sick. I was like, oh my God, I'd kick the head out of them. I'd be like, oh my God, how can you do that? Like, even that person saying, I've got a wife that, you know, doesn't matter. It's just a violation of your own privacy. No, I think it's so wrong.
See, this,
so
this,
wrong.
This is not consensual. Some people so may wrong. Consensual. It's not. For one simple reason, there are conditions. Mm. There are conditions being laid down by the landlord. And the
so
main
wrong.
The main condition is that the tenant has sex with the landlord.
You know what? I'm gonna retract from that's just prostitution.
Yeah. No. In fact, it's not. It's
actually. You know what? I'm gonna retract from that because I don't want somebody to come on my social media tonight and go, I heard you on the show and you said that.
Well, it could be considered as a form of rape. In a court of law.
Exactly. Thank you. I just said that to my dad tonight and I just said to him, I said, that's a form of rape. And I said, no. I said, no. I said, you know, everyone, like, here's the thing. Everyone's struggling right now. I don't know who's listened to the show. You know what? It's irrelevant to me. But right now, and I don't mean that in a derogative way to you, but and again, I don't mean in a derogative way to the show.
Right.
But at the end of the day, like, it's just crazy. Like, it can be a form of rape. It can be a form of something. So it's like, I don't know. I mean, if anyone out there had a daughter and said, okay, I'm going to, you know, have no rent or I'll pay 500 rent and I'll just have, you know, intercourse with my landlord, it is a form of prostitution, and I'm sorry, it is.
Well, it's enforced. Yeah. It's enforced prostitution, and anything that's enforced sexually is a form of rape.
Alan, I know. And Alan, hang on a sec,
Rosie. Alan, would you agree with that? That there's no consensual aspect to this whatsoever.
No, there's not. And those guys that are doing that should be locked up, have their property taken off them, because they're just sad dumbasses. Is what should happen to them.
Mm.
And. Unlike your record, I won't censor myself because on social media someone might think I said something. I couldn't give a crap because I have my own opinion. I couldn't give a crap or TikTok or anything else. This is wrong. It needs to be legislated for, and these people need to be stopped from doing that.
Mm.
Plain and simple. And if the other caller, she's based her opinions based on TikTok because she has followers on TikTok. That shows you exactly what's wrong with this country and what's exactly wrong with society nowadays.
Right. Well, would you agree with that, Rosie?
Yeah, I do agree with it, but I think that, you know, it's not down to the landlords. And you know what, if I'm really honest, I've had, can I be really honest about something?
Yeah, just don't name anyone.
No, I'm not, of course not. God, no, I won't, because I nurse in, like, Galway. But I have, like, politicians that come around every day, and they're like, oh, fight for this, fight for that, fight for this. And I'm like, you know, oh my God, do you know what? If I went into politics myself, it'd be like, I'll tell the truth, you'll tell the lie, because I just think it's all about like power and stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, it's just so, it's actually heartbreaking to see the way the country's gone. I'm like, you know, you have to look after everybody, and everyone has to love everybody, and everybody has to bring everyone up.
Well,
I think we're
wandering way off topic here now.
I'm just saying, there's
very little love in this country at the moment. Certainly, the type of love that I've always grown up.
Do you know what? It's very disheartening to see. It's very disheartening to see, and it's like, if you know, just the way the situation's going, and like, just listening to those conversations. If it was my daughter, I'd be very disheartened.
Right.
I would be like, oh my God, it's just a really sad thing to see. And
well, it probably wouldn't be your daughter, because you'd bring her home and you'd give her somewhere where she could live. Dave, good evening to you. You're on Nighttime Talk. Nice to chat to you.
What's your crack?
Things are grand.
Hello?
Yeah, yeah, I'm talking to you, Dave.
Sorry, cut out there for a second.
Yeah, no problem. What do you think of the whole business?
So what was it? Like, bringing a law where, like, you're not allowed to, well, exchange sex for a rent, basically, is it?
Yes, they're bringing in a law because what's going on should be regarded as a crime.
I kind of would have thought that might be considered a crime already, no?
What's that?
You know, would that have not been considered kind of a crime already, like extortion or,
no,
you know, falling
no,
under that kind of an umbrella, no?
No, there's no law whatsoever to protect tenants from predators who are, who also happen to be landlords, basically.
Jesus, that's mad. But even like under existing, sorry, forgive my ignorance on the subject, but even just under existing, I mean, we've laws against solicitation, so would it not even fall under that, no?
No, it doesn't. Okay, let's take it right down to its basic grassroots level here. Young Brazilian girl, 27 years of age, very little English, doesn't understand the language, doesn't understand Irish culture, finds herself sleeping on her friend's couch because she's just lost her job as an au pair. She looks up the available for rent column and she sees that there's a room available to rent. She rings the guy and she says, in her broken English, best she can actually give to him, what's the story? I'm looking for accommodation. And he says, yeah, I'll give you the room, but in return for that, I want sex at least twice a week.
Jesus Christ. I how would anybody not have an issue with that? I mean,
put it this way: if you've nowhere to live, and your friend who has you on her couch says, "Look, I'm fed up with you sleeping on my couch because the boyfriend wants to come over here the weekend, so get somewhere else." Well, then it's either that or a hostel or the park bench.
Yeah, no, I get that. I understand all that, but I mean, just like, it's a massive difference if there's two consenting adults and they're like,
there's no consent. There's a condition.
No, see, this is what I'm talking about. But what I'm saying is if you had two people who came to an agreement freely between them going like, look, you know, maybe we can exchange sex for let me crash at your house, fine. But for a landlord to say, right, I won't charge you rent, but you have to give me the right, that's just disgusting. And horrible and extortionate and, you know, it's just awful. Like, obviously that should be against the law.
It's a form of rape, basically. You know, the condition is, see, there's no consensual aspect to the relationship or to the business.
No, there's an unfair power dynamic going on. The landlord is like, well, I have a room, but you have to give me the right for it. No, obviously I'm genuinely surprised with all the laws we have in this country. I'm genuinely surprised that that's actually not against the law in some way, shape or form already. It's monstrous.
Do you think we've lots of laws in this country? Like, do you really think that the laws in this country are adequate for what's going on these days?
Well, the problem we have with laws in this country is that they're not, like, you know, enacted upon.
Half of them were made in the 18th century. Back when landlords didn't look for sex from their tenants, you know, or maybe they did, and it just because there was no social media.
I'm sure sex in lieu of rent has probably existed since, you know, we started charging for it, to be honest with you now.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point. But,
you know, like, I'm not totally against the idea of, you know, selling sex as a commodity because, in fairness, one person's like, I've got a product. The other person is like, I am of my own volition, want to avail of your product. I will freely give you my money.
Yeah, but there's no money changing hands here. This isn't selling sex as a commodity. This isn't.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, like you said, it is. It's a form of rape. It's coercion. It's disgusting.
Yeah, that's right. So you, even though you have got absolutely no feelings for me whatsoever, and you mightn't even look twice at me if you saw me on the street, if you come to stay in my box room, that's it. You won't be staying in my box room. You'll be sleeping in my bed, and you will have sex with me twice or three times a week. That's rape. I mean, that's rape.
It kind of brings a new. A meaning to the phrase, my landlord is screwing me, really, doesn't it?
Well, that's very true, yeah, in a very literal way, I suppose. But then, would he be her landlord? He wouldn't be her landlord.
In order to be her landlord, he
would have to have a contract signed by her and there would have to be a mutual agreement as to what money she's handing over to him as rent.
Yeah, I mean, surely there's nobody out there who actually like thinks that this isn't a bad idea. Like,
well, clearly there are people falling for it. Clearly there are a lot of people who feel they've no choice but to actually go along with it.
Well, of course there are. I mean, listen, if you're worried about having a roof over your head or even, not even like the Brazilian girl who, you know, doesn't have anywhere to live, what about like a poor single mother with a couple of kids?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, and let's be honest, you'll do anything for your children. You know, you will do awful, awful things for your kids to make sure your kids are fed and have a roof over their heads. And I mean, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody felt like they had to do something like that, particularly in this day and age when, like, if you consider when I first moved out of home, there were so many places to rent. You could move into a place on a Monday, move out on a Friday, move into a new place the following Monday. Like, my first rent was 120 euros a week, and people were telling us that was expensive. Do you know?
Yeah.
And the way it's gone nowadays, I would not be one bit surprised if some poor souls were actually felt like they were in that kind of trap.
Well, there are lots of traps around at the moment, that's for sure. I mean, one of the traps that I read about quite regularly in the newspapers is where the advertisement goes up and says there's room to share half a double bed for 300, 400 euro a week.
I've seen them, yeah. I read one about a guy. The way he was getting around the tax laws was he was living in the house himself. So he, you know, because so he wasn't necessarily considered a landlord. He was considered to be letting out a room. And he basically turned his house into like a hostel, like where he had like three or four bunk beds in each room. And he was charging each person something like 800 or 900 euros a month. Like, that is horrendous. There should be laws against that as well.
Well, I think there are laws against that. But unfortunately,
you know,
they have to kind of call in and catch him, you know.
Yeah, well, that's it, though, as well. And, I mean, like, you think about it, if you're dealing with the RTD or acting like that, you may as well be pissing clean into the wind, really.
In what way?
It's just the process is long, it's slow, and the landlord can just come up with some way to turf you out at the end of your lease, or, you know, they can give you, like, you know, I'll give you 6 months to get out of the house. I know people who have, like, said to the landlord, hey, the wiring in the house is a bit dodgy here. Any chance you might fix it? The landlord would be like, oh, I want to move into the house myself, and kick some out and then move somebody else in, you know?
Mm. Yeah, well, that's a regular.
There's lots of different ways people are being screwed like that.
That's been going on now for years.
You know, the worst thing is we've gotten to this thing where, like, everybody perceives every landlord as a scumbag, and not necessarily every landlord is a scumbag, but unfortunately there are the ones out there who are, you know, kind of ruining it for everybody else. I've also had some fantastic landlords as well,
but me too. I lived in an apartment in Dublin for a long time, and I had a great landlord. He was fantastic. It was a one bed apartment I had, and you know something, he kept the rent at a very affordable level until eventually I had to move out. But let me bring Danielle in here. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Gareth. I'm gobsmacked.
Gobsmacked by what? Tell me what you're shocked
story
by. Yeah,
I just can't comprehend how. I suppose, like, he's abusing her in some way, isn't he?
Oh, yes. Well, he's in a very polite, coercive way. He's actually telling her that he will rape her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I just can't, like, there has to be protection there for people, for tenants.
Yeah. And what sort of protection? Law?
Yeah. You go to jail if you're caught breaking the at all. I don't know. It's kind of hard to understand, if that makes sense to you.
Well, I was thinking about this today, and I have to say, we were sitting in the office earlier on today looking at this stuff, the footage, because it's actually a televised documentary. So if you want to go back and have a look at it on the RTE player, you'll be able to watch this young undercover tenant. Now, her face is obviously pixelated as well, but she's heavily made up and she's wearing a bandana. And she looks nothing like she looks in real life. I have to say, her undercover character, her alias, is excellent. Where she got the balls to actually do the job. But then when you're on an investigation team, that's what I suppose you probably think to yourself, I'm going to have to do something like this at some stage. But it was just, I was watching it and I'd seen it last October, but I still felt sick watching it again.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking to myself, the fella she's talking to, his face is pixelated too, but I'm thinking any of us could have walked by this guy yesterday. These guys are living in society, walking up and down the street, running a business. They've probably got kids of their own, and they're nipping out of their house during the day to go around and collect the rent, as their wives and kids think. But in fact, what they're doing is they're going round to the house, and instead of collecting the rent, they're raping the tenant.
The tenant and the poor girl too. It was a Brazilian lady, was it?
Well, it was. She was an undercover.
Researcher.
Yeah. So nothing happened to her, and in fact, just a couple of people are texting and saying that it's awful that she was allowed to do this on her own. She wasn't. The entire team and a number of security personnel were sitting at various tables in the restaurant. The team were recording it, unknown to the individuals who she was talking to, and the security personnel didn't take their eyes off her. It, just in case something went wrong. And, you know, she was told, you don't leave the restaurant with the individual. You know, one of the guys said that he was surprised that she didn't actually kiss him at the end of the chat. But it was very, very professionally done from an undercover investigation point of view.
And very brave for her to do it as well.
Well, I suppose she's on an investigation team as a journalist, so she probably knows that this is what investigation teams do. And we wouldn't get to see this sort of awful side of life if she didn't actually do her job, and that was her job. But
I wonder,
yeah,
if they advertise the room, I don't know this. Like, I know they're not going to say sex for rent in an advertisement.
No, they can't. No, they don't. No, they don't, because they wouldn't be allowed.
No, yeah. Like,
if you put an ad in a newspaper, now there are various sites and various outlets on the internet. I won't name them, where you can go along,
no.
and they actually say it. They actually say on some of these sites, you know, room for sex, sex for rent.
Isn't that?
You
just
know,
disgusting.
But, you know, in our own mainstream media, you wouldn't be allowed to do that at all. But
no,
you
of course
can,
not.
You can ring in an ad. I don't know whether they do these fast ads. These, what's these used to call them? Ads, a little sort of, you'd get a sort of a little five ad, little square box. You know,
yeah,
room available for single girl, or room available for a woman to share house with two other women. I mean, do you remember those ads in the the old magazines and the newspapers?
Yeah.
And I don't know whether they still do them, but I know it was the lifeblood of a couple of magazines that were very popular, still are very popular down through the years. Sorry, go ahead,
but
Danielle.
I was just going to say, like, they tend to pick on vulnerable women as well.
Oh, that's what these guys do. These are predators.
Yeah.
Maybe they are landlords, but they're predators. Like, they're sex fiends. Anybody who sits down in front of a vulnerable 27-year-old Brazilian girl who doesn't know where she is, doesn't know what she's going to do next week, has very little English and has very few friends, and her mammy and daddy are back home in Rio de Janeiro, and she's looking for a room to put her head down and feel safe in. And here's a guy sitting opposite her at a restaurant table saying, if you have sex with me, I won't charge any rent.
That's just vile.
That's just disgusting. I mean,
you don't do that. That's literally saying, I'm going to rape you. Pardon my language.
That's what it is. Yeah, effectively. Yeah,
you know
it. Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Because it's like these people are just they're out for themselves.
Yeah. Now, of course,
they don't care about anybody else.
See, I'm thinking as well. You know that these are the sort of characters they've probably thought this through, and he's probably thinking, well, if I am brought to court and I am charged, I'll get somebody to defend me who will come up with some sort of an excuse, and the judge will say, well, that's an interesting take on this. All right, I'll have to consider that. That's what they're thinking. But if they bring in the right legislation, these people will go to jail, and that's the only solution to this problem.
And never be let out again.
Oh, well, no, not in this country.
Yeah, I know. I know what it's like.
Yeah.
No, but
depending,
the whole point is like...
On, yeah. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to dab my forehead with a cold cloth here, and I'm going to come back to you in a moment. Just stay
breathe.
Where you are. Yeah, breathe. That's it. Daniel,
breathe.
Dave and Alan, stay right where you are. If you want to get involved in the conversation, please WhatsApp us now. It's 087-188-0008. Back after this.
Nighttime Talk. Call us now on 0818 942 105.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Travel Saturday on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hey, it's Trina. If you're thinking about packing your bags for a holiday, we are going to be joined in studio every Saturday by travel experts Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery. They know the places to go, the best deals to get, and how to make the most of your few days off work. So join us every Saturday on Something for the Weekend.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed. With Tropical Sky. Start your dream with tailor-made holidays to the Caribbean, Far East, Maldives and beyond. Flying from Shannon
airport with tropicalsky.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
At Augria Pet Insure, we've had one mission for 130 years. To be there for you and your pet from the first pat to the last hug. Augria, enriching life with animals. Capstone Financial Services Limited, trading as Augria Pet Insure and Pet Insure, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. Policy terms and conditions apply.
The Mallow Garden Festival, one of Ireland's largest home and garden festivals, takes place on May 24th, 25th and 26th.
There's over 200 exhibitors, 25 super show gardens, free gardening seminars and view over 5 million plants on display, plus a vintage car show, artisan food expo and pet show.
The Mallow Garden Festival, May 24th, 25th and 26th. Free bus service from Mallow train station daily. So join Peter Dowdle, Pádraig Corcan and their team at Cork Racecourse Mallow, 11 to 6 daily. It'll be blooming great.
This is the home of the Kim Wilde 80s show, weeknights from 6, and the home of the 80s and 90s all day. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
You're listening to Nighttime Talk
with Recruit.ie, Ireland's new online job search. Search for your dream job today on Recruit.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Gareth O'Callaghan, Thursday's Nighttime Talk. Just gone 20 to 10. Hope you're having a good night. A lot of you very, very irate and a lot of you nauseated by what you've been listening to. If you've just come in and maybe you've switched on your radio or you just get into the car and you're listening to me, you're wondering what's going on. We're talking about a report today, National Women's Council, they've called for legislation to criminalise sex for rent. And we played a couple of clips from an RTE Investigates documentary last October. It went out on RTE One on the primetime slot just after the news one night there last October. It's on the RTE player. If you want to go back and have a look at it, you just, all you need to do is just put in RTE Investigates and you'll see Sex for Rent. It was one of the reporters, one of the journalists and researchers on the team who decided to go undercover. Now, she is foreign by nature, but let's put it this way. No one knows much about her in reality, in real life, and nor should they. But as an undercover investigator, she adopted a number of alias names. She looked up a number of ads and she replied to them and she was shocked to find that what she was looking for was basically relatively cheap and affordable accommodation. And she was offered basic accommodation, but in return for sex. So the landlord was basically looking for sex in return for accommodation. No strings attached, probably no contract, because he wouldn't obviously want any trail back to him if that was the case. Here's one of the confrontations, one of the conversations she had. Just, I played it for you earlier, but if you haven't heard it, this is where she sits down with a guy in a restaurant and he says that basically his wife's okay with the whole idea. Have a listen to this.
My wife doesn't mind me having another woman, if you understand.
Oh, she doesn't mind you having another woman. Okay.
Yes.
Why don't that be then exactly that you're looking for?
You stay with me, you live with me, you sleep with me, you eat with me.
But then, is it just to sleep or more?
More. Oh. More. We sleep with one another, we make love with one another. If I'm going out for dinner, you come out for dinner with me.
Okay.
I look after. You understand?
There he is. Do you understand? There's the control freak. What a rotten bastard, eh? So there you have it. That's ultimately what the whole theme behind the documentary was about. Awful stuff, Danielle.
Oh, Gareth, I'm speechless for once in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't. He sounds so creepy.
Yeah. Predator.
And he's telling her he wants to control her and you do this and you do that. You do what I say.
Yeah. You will sleep with me. You will sleep in my bed.
Yeah.
You will eat with me. And if we go out, you will come out with me. And basically, you will do as I say. So there's no consensual, exactly. There's no consensual bond there whatsoever. There's no consensual agreement. This has got so many conditions thrown into it.
But it's the demanding is getting me.
Like, yeah.
That you have, she has to do it.
Mm.
Do you know, like, where she's in that situation. I know she was safe and everything, but That's just complete control of her life.
Yeah, I agree.
isn't it?
It is, and I shouldn't have called him what I called him, but I stand by it.
I don't care. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, let me just bring in Stuart here. Good evening to you, Stuart.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Talking about the demand by the National Women's Council today for legislation to criminalise this sex for rent. What do you think of what you're listening to?
I didn't hear. I was away for the phone there for the last minute, so I didn't hear what was actually said on that recording there. But I'll put it this way, morally, I would disagree with it. I think it's a terrible thing, but it is legal. And really, if there is a consensual agreement, now an actual consent, fully informed consent agreement between an adult man and an adult woman, but then I don't see an issue with it, although I would consider it immoral and I would never do it myself.
Okay, well, will you stay? You're now on the phone, so you'll be able to hear this. I'm kind of loath to play it again, but since you didn't hear it a moment ago, I'm going to play it for you again. Have a listen to this.
My wife doesn't mind me having another woman, if you understand.
Oh, she doesn't mind you having another woman. Okay.
Yes.
Why don't that be then exactly that you're looking for?
You stay with me, you live with me, you sleep with me, you eat with me.
But then, is it just to sleep, or?
More. Oh. More. We sleep with one another, we make love with one another. If I ain't going out for dinner, you come out for dinner with me.
Okay.
I look after. You understand?
Can't believe he actually said you make love with me. There it is, Stuart. What do you make of that? There's a control freak. What? That there's no consensual agreement there. That's just control.
Okay, but the lady didn't agree to consent to it, did she?
She was shocked.
Well, of course she was shocked, but the ad was that it was advertised as sex for rent, I believe, was it?
This is what he said to her on the phone. When she saw
she rang with the understanding that it was advertised as sex for consent.
No, sex for rent. She rang because put it this way, they researched a number of outlets where these ads are, and the understanding was that a lot of these ads were pointing to sex for rent, even though in many cases they didn't actually specify that in the written ad.
Okay, so it wasn't in the ad.
Well, I don't know. I'm only playing a clip from it. But if you want to go back and have a look at the full documentary, but am I led to think that you think that there's some level of consensual agreement in there?
Well, if it was advertised as this rent is based on sex, well then it would have been made explicit. So there wouldn't have been anything hidden. However, if it was advertised as just rent. And then somebody rang up and then, someone said, well, I want you to have sex with me. Well, that would be an issue. I would be shocked. Right, anyone would be shocked.
We're just checking that here. Yeah, no, it was. She wasn't of the understanding that there was sex involved in the rent proposal. And she even says it there in the clip when he says, you'll sleep with me. And she rather timidly says, you mean actually sleep with you? And he says, no, more.
Okay, well then she should obviously say, anyone would say, no, well, what the fuck is wrong with you? That's absolutely disgusting. Goodbye and hang up,
Well, she was an undercover investigator. Like, she's not going to say that. She's trying to draw the guy out. She's basically trying to hang
him. Oh, so she knew then, but
Yeah, but she's an investigator.
But if they're advertising, but if she had the suspicion about him to begin with, because she is an undercover journalist, well then she would have known that that's what he's up to, and he's not fighting it because they are advertising openly.
Yes, she did, but she's playing along with it. She's an undercover investigator with an alias, so she's pretending to be a 27 Brazilian with very little English, rather naive, arriving in Ireland with no friends. She's sleeping on her friend's couch, and basically she's trying to play along with this guy to try and hang him, and she did it very successfully.
Yeah, but that's deception then on her behalf, But like I said, the act is immoral. I would never do it. I think it's disgusting. But it's not illegal. So anyone who would advertise it, I think, is disgusting.
You think that catching him out.
But he didn't catch out because what's he being caught out on?
He's being caught out because basically, and it will be included in this law if it ever comes to.
Yeah, but what's he being caught out on?
Because there's no law at the moment.
Abuse.
So he can't be doing something illegal.
Abuse. Rape. Coercive control. Extortion.
But he's not. But it's not coercive, like, because it's, you know, it's not coercive. He made her an offer, like,
it's
legally. You know,
you
he
not,
made it. He made her an
to,
offer.
You listened to
sure,
him.
Sure.
He said, you will do this, you will do this, you will do... That's coercion.
Yeah, because it's not saying you will do it. What he's saying is...
There's already a law there against that.
No, hang on. I know there is. I know there is, but that's a completely different topic. Like, he is basically advertising rent, and in lieu of money, he will accept sexual favours as payment. As things stand, but even if the ad didn't say in the ad, and then he made the offer... It's not illegal to make the offer. It's immoral and disgusting.
Yeah.
But it's not illegal. And it's not coercive control because they're not in a relationship.
So there can't be. It is coercive control. He told her.
But it hasn't happened.
No,
it hasn't
happened.
And it would be by agreement. So if that lady had said yes, well, then she's entered into that contract knowing that, you know, this contract is based on I get rent, she gets sex. And she doesn't have to say yes. If he said, you have to say yes, that would be coercive control, and that would be completely illegal. So if there is a new law brought in, well, then it would be illegal under that new law. But as things stand, it would be legal but immoral.
But what he was saying was leading to a direct demand on his part that she would say yes, that she would say yes to his demands. That's coercion.
It's not coercion, because he was saying, if you say yes, this is the contract.
No, he didn't say that.
And you have the right to say
he said you will.
I know, but you can't be inferred like so. You know, they're in the middle of a contract.
Inferring.
He hasn't arrived at her house.
You said
and the
that
man
she,
is out of nowhere.
You inferred that she was deceiving him.
Well, the undercover reporter is, because you said she's an undercover reporter, so
yes,
she's not
is.
A genuine person off the street.
No,
so
she's,
it's not
no,
a genuine
she's not,
call.
No, she's not a genuine punter. She's not a genuine person looking for accommodation. She's actually
investigating something that is not legally deceptive, but it's deceptive behavior. I would, you know, it's fine to do it if you're exposing somebody who's doing something wrong. Absolutely, you know, be an investigative reporter. But in this case, there's nothing illegal. There might be something immoral, but there's nothing illegal in it. So she can't be done for anything.
Was that you in the clip?
Sorry?
Was that you in the clip?
What are you talking about?
Well, you strike me as being someone who's sort of slightly taking his side.
Well, what do you mean that's me in the clip?
No, in the clip? I never said that. I'm taking the piss. I'm shocked.
No,
I'm shocked
odd.
By the argument you're putting up. Seriously. Have you,
how could you be shocked?
Have you a daughter, by the way? Have you daughters? Have you children?
Do you?
Yes, I do.
How many do you have?
I'm not telling you how many. I'm simply...
What's their name?
I am a father.
What's their name?
God, you're beginning to freak me out now.
How old are they? What school do they go to?
Keep going. Here.
Are you married?
Yes, I am. I'll give you a shovel.
How long are you married?
Do you want a rope or a shovel?
How long are you married? How long are you married?
How long are you married?
Hang on, Danielle. Just let him have the airwaves.
How long are you married?
Keep going, Stuart.
How long are you married?
It's all yours. It's all yours. Anything else?
I'm just waiting for an answer.
You're waiting for an answer to what question?
How long are you married?
What has that got to do with the conversation?
We're just being friendly. You asked me if I had children, so I thought I would ask you a few questions.
How long have you been married? I didn't ask you to be friendly.
How long have you been married? A year, 10, 15, 20?
God, you're pathetic.
That's nice. That's very friendly of a radio host who rang me.
I'm not asking you to be friendly. And
you guys
no
rang me and you're
being
very
friendly.
Rude. I don't know why you're being rude. There should be laws against rudeness, I think. I rang in a friendly manner to express my...
No, moral outrage at such an act, and then you got very defensive all of a sudden. Yes, I am being defensive.
The first thing I said was I find it completely immoral. I said I find it completely immoral.
Okay.
But it's not illegal. I would never do it. I would never advise somebody to do it. I find what you played for me, you know, disgusting because, you know, I find sex to be a very sacred thing between people who should only do it with who love each other. And to treat it as something as base, as a payment for rent, is disgusting.
Well,
and if anybody had to do it,
because they didn't have the money to rent. That's worse. Like, well, nobody should ever be in that position.
Can I say thank you for reaching that conclusion? Because you've backed.
I had that conclusion from the beginning.
No, you didn't.
You just got defensive.
No, you did.
Because the first thing I said was it was completely immoral, but it wasn't illegal. And because I said it wasn't illegal, you then took it upon yourself to think that I was in favour of it.
The problem is, you're right. It's not illegal. That's the point.
I know it's not.
We're talking.
And so therefore, he couldn't have done anything illegal. So there's nothing to catch him on because everybody already knows he's a scumbag. Everybody knows anybody who would do that is a scumbag because it's the basis what sex should be, a sacred act between two people who love each other.
But you,
it's simple.
You just got defensive, and
you start asking about my daughters. Then you were going to say, oh, would you like your daughter to be in that situation? You're making silly arguments.
I never asked that question. I said, are you a father?
You asked me, do I have daughters?
Yes,
you
I did.
You asked me, do I have daughters?
Yes,
it's
I did
incredibly
ask you.
Personal.
I
Why
did ask
you. Ask
you.
That? Why did you ask that?
Because it's a straightforward, simple question.
What's that got to do with anything? Why are you bringing children into a conversation about sex or rent? Why are you bringing children into a conversation about sex or rent? What's that about?
Well, I never brought children into a conversation
about
sex or rent.
You asked me if I had daughters. And then I asked you, do you have children? How long are you married? And you still haven't answered that. So how long are you married if you won't answer the other question? How long are you married?
One year,
5, 10, or 20? Are you not married? Did you lie?
I'm not answering that question. It's not even part of
Why?
The conversation. Because it's
Why?
Not
well,
part
you
of the
children,
conversation.
You brought children into the equation. You rang me. I didn't ring your station. Your station rang me.
We rang
now
you
I'm finding
back.
You to be incredibly... No, you guys basically rang me. I missed the call. Then I sent a text saying that I missed a call from you guys. And you said, would you like to come on? Or whoever your producer is said, would you like to come on? And I said, yes, sure. Because I thought this is an interesting conversation. You know, everybody would disagree with it. You know, and I made that clear from the beginning that I disagree with it. But I had a feeling people would get confused on the law and consent and coercive control. Because coercive control is disgusting. Mm. I'm married to a woman who was previously married to a man who basically put her through all that. And we recently had a court case about it. So I'm well aware of it. But just please don't get defensive on the phone when someone tries to make a nuanced point. That's all I'm saying. And then don't start going around the houses by asking about their children.
I didn't
because
ask.
It's not on. This is supposed to be a light entertainment show.
No, it's
not. An interrogation by you. What is it then? Is it serious, groundbreaking stuff?
It's a talk show.
Yeah.
Just calm down for a minute, will you? Let me just ask you
something. Well, I will calm down when I'm spoken to properly and correctly. And you don't get to demand things of me, especially when your company has rang me to
right,
come on.
All right, you've made that. You've made that point. You've made that point. Okay.
Can I get a recording of this show? Will this be on a podcast?
I'm sure it will be on a podcast. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I could put in a freedom of information request if you don't. Can you tell me now that this? I will get a recording, a full recording of my time on the show with you today. And I will probably complain as well because I've rang into shows many times and they ring me for a reason. But this is the worst experience I've ever had, and I find your attitude awful.
Stuart, can I just ask you, this has got completely carried away, and in fairness...
Well, you progressed it,
no,
and I
in
turned
fairness,
it back on you.
Just,
I gave you I've, back I've, the I've, energy you gave me.
Listen,
I
I've
gave you back the energy you gave me, you know.
I've
so
given you the last two and a half, 3 minutes to talk. Now, what I would like to say to you is this. You
yes.
mentioned that the individual, the young girl involved, was possibly deceiving this man. Now, the reason
the
I
journalist.
Asked you...
No,
wait
a minute.
Hang on, hang on a sec.
Girl,
you're not allowing me to... You're not allowing me to answer you, okay?
But you're framing it wrong. I can't let you lie. It wasn't a young
no,
girl.
I'm not
she was
lying.
Pretending. She was pretending to be a young girl.
Yeah.
How old is the actual journalist?
I've no idea because she...
Is she 18 or 19 or 25 or roughly 30?
Her alias was 27, okay?
That's
so,
not a young girl. That's a woman. So she presented herself. She's a woman. How old did she tell the guy on the phone she was?
She said she was 27.
Isn't it? Is that a young girl?
I suppose it would, in many respects, be considered.
Is that a young girl?
A young
is 27
woman.
A young girl?
A young woman.
27 is an adult woman.
Yes, a young
not a young
adult
girl.
Woman. A young adult woman.
A woman. A woman. Over the age of 18, do you know what a woman is? Do I have to ask you now what a woman is? Are you confused? 27 is not a young girl. It is a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So stop lying.
So, I'm not lying. We're now arguing.
You were lying. You just said she was a young girl. Then you couldn't bring yourself to say what a young girl was. Then you couldn't bring to say, you said you didn't know how old she was.
Mm-hmm.
Then I asked you, was she, then you said 27. And then you said, oh yes, she's 27. Yeah. So you're obviously lying because you're still defensive. You're not being honest.
I asked you,
will I get a recording of this show?
Yeah, we can organise that with you when we go into the news now in a couple of minutes when the
conversation I think
ends.
I'm done now because I'm tired of this now. And, you know, we're not going to get anywhere. I'm ending the call now.
Yeah.
And I would like to talk to your producer. And then I will basically arrange your email for you to send me a copy of this. And please don't ring again. And I wish Niall would come back sooner rather than later because this is just awful.
Fine. Okay, well, that's your decision, Stuart. Sorry about that. Now, unfortunately, I don't know how the conversation got so carried away. But clearly, as soon as he mentioned the word deception...